Sturgoy.
Zach 2.0.
Sturzak.
Sturzak 2.
Sturgoy.
2.0.
Sturzak
2.0.
Sturzak.
Sturgoy.
Zach 2.0.
Sturzak.
Sturzak.
Sturgoy.
2.0.
Welcome to Got Your Milk! FX is the Strain Podcast. My name is Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter. And with me as always, Mork, tell me about your kitchen. It's Mork!
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah.
My kitchen is at Extraordinary. That's Extraordinary with a W in front of the final R.
Today, we are going to be covering episode 4 of season 4, New Horizons. That's right, The Strain.
On FX,
The Strain. Dutch is forced to make a deal with Desai while she plots to escape a Sturgoy breeding facility. F and Alex seek to uncover the dark secrets behind the partnership's new plan. Plus, we have Gus and Cream face off against a gang of evil cops encroaching on their turf.
Oh, man.
Mork,
oh,
I want to hear it. What are you going to give to New Horizons, episode 4 of season 4 of The Strain?
I am going to give it a very solid 7 double C's.
Double C's?
Cold cuts of steak. The steak, which looked delicious at the restaurant Mr. and Frau Desai, was getting cold. People lost their appetites a little bit when our man, Mr. Eichhorst, showed up. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Bubba?
Well, I'm also going a 7, but I'm giving it a slightly different ranking from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it 7, what I like to call double B's.
Double B's?
Well, at the beginning, I saw something that made me think that this partnership van has just been repainted, and it's, in fact, bread truck back, baby.
Oh, triple B's.
The bread truck is back, baby.
Oh,
love
man.
Love it. They had to give us our bread truck back.
If only the Sturgoy, who
from
are
season two, yeah,
were trying to get Dutch to procreate, knew about the bread truck, their plan would be going so much better.
It would be. Listeners, we love that you've joined us on all of these wonderful episodes of The Strain, The Vampire Apocalypse from Chuck Hogan and
Guillermo del Toro.
This final season, which is so sad, we're giving away a special exclusive prize. We're giving away a season 3 DVD of The Strain, which is a special, it's not like a bond binding or anything you would find in a store.
It's like a book.
This is a book made to get The Strain some Emmy nominations, most likely for things like special effects, for acting, for writing. They nominated The Fall for writing. They tried to nominate for Outstanding Supporting Actress, Natalie Brown, a.k.a. the woman, formerly known as Lovely Kelly.
Why would she want Emmy if she already has a Golden Maple Leaf?
Yeah, I wonder. But they were also trying for season 3 to get one for Samantha Masses as Justine Feraldo.
Oh.
We have almost every male cast member being nominated for supporting, and then Corey Stahl, a.k.a. F, as our lead.
Passive Aggressive F.
And we're going to get to Passive Aggressive F because he revealed something that I don't think anybody would believe. And I'm still a bit shocked Alex believed it, but she had been drinking as well.
That's true.
As F wishes he had been. But before we get to that, or we get to the creepy, wonderful finale of the episode there in the breeding facility. Hey, bruh. Do you know where I want to go? No.
Is that you?
Hold on. That would be, hey, bruh.
Oh, okay,
it's me. Hey, professor. Hey, bruh. It's me, Gus.
Gus's cousin.
Hey, bruh. Yo, man. What about the tripwire?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good point,
Gus. Give it up for Gus and Cream, baby.
7 double Gs. 7 good point Gus's.
You know what? They tried to build tension between Gus and Cream. With Cream very jealous that Gus's worked.
I thought Cream was just developing a little bit of a, you know, everyone else was admiring, you know, Gus as, you know, from a you know, sort of a tactician standpoint.
Right, yeah.
I think that Cream is starting to develop you know, romantic and, dare I say, sexual feelings for Gus. Is that...
Sexual feelings.
Am I the only one who's thinking that, or...
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. Because Cream and Gus, they've carved out their territory in Harlem, baby. Oh, it's Harlem Nights.
It's beautiful.
And they bring back one of their own who's been injured in this turf war. And sadly, Gus doesn't get a towel quick enough.
No, that's typically what kills people. We've done a very scientific study of many episodes of The Strain, and usually... If someone is attacked and there's not a towel nearby, that person usually dies.
You know what?
Yes, Bubba?
This Sturgoy vampire apocalypse has been really tough. But when Raffy dies,
then
the music dies. That's who this member, the member of Gus in Cream's crew is. It's Raffy, man.
Baby Sturgoya.
Now, Gus is showing leadership skills. He's teaching somebody how to be the gunslinger, how not to kill with your gun, kill with your mind.
That is true. I mean, Gus has been busy these last couple of years. Not only has he grown hair, he has been reading a lot of NRA literature, and he also went to nursing school.
It's all give me a towel, brah.
Yeah, that's all you need.
So Gus, who I make fun and call him officially, hey, brah, it's me, Gus, because he's always so hard and tough.
He decides to
find out which rats have been jumping their turf, and he's going to go to the rat's nest.
Right.
And when I hear rat's nest and climbing in the sewer, there's only one person who can do
a... Hey, that's a good Gus accent. No. That's a perfect good Gus accent.
Listen to me, it's Fett.
Oh, that's
Fett. He needs the badge if he's going to find a rat's nest and go down in the sewer. So, Mork, we both gave this episode a 7. Solid, fine, good episode of The Strain.
Yeah.
But this storyline, I'm glad we're starting here. Are we supposed to feel
a little bit?
Yeah, are we supposed to feel tension? Are we supposed to be happy that humans are fighting humans when they should use all of these wonderful weapons, including that awesome machine gun Cream got at the end?
Yeah,
and just be killing Sturgoy left and right. I mean, if you had that, do you know how many friggin' Sturgoy you could kill? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, you know, this. You were reading the description of tonight's episode in terms of, you know, F and Alex are trying to figure out how to stop the partnership's
secret plan. Evil plan is.
We don't know what their evil plan is.
Right.
So, I think them having some weaponry will definitely help the cause. But since we don't know what really is going on.
Nope.
And what the Sturgoy at this point is trying to do. Because basically, I think it's safe to say that the Sturgoy are just a very small upper hand. So,
let's hang on and
see, you know, when is strategically when the best time is to use all that stuff. But yeah, they have an armory down there, and I hope it comes into play.
Right, these white cops, and why am I mentioning race? I always mention, you know, species if it's Sturgoy or human. But I was wondering if the show is trying to get some sort of commentary, because I believe all the people who were cops who had all these weapons were white. Where obviously we have a multi-ethnic group that Gus and Cream are a part of. I don't know if it was social commentary or if it was just awkward, or I have to be honest, at this point I can't get excited about human on human violence or some bad humans. I guess I could get excited on Dutch fighting Desai, you know, that kind of human and human, because Desai is fighting the enemy.
Right.
But these guys, they're both petty. Both of them aren't doing what they should be doing, sorry to interrupt you, to kill Sturgoy. That's my position, so that's why this storyline can't connect with me.
No, I agree with that. And just to rewind a little bit, I mean, this is very much being played out like they're a drug gang, you know. Raffy, you know, tells them, yeah, some guys they took all my stuff and they try to take our corner. They said this corner is mine now. That's all.
Great point.
You know,
great.
We watch a lot of The Wire, so we know how drug dealing works, and
we're experts.
Yeah. So we don't actually know what happened between Raffy and these two guys or these five other guys. Raffy may have done something, and then when they actually go to where these you know,
were the cops.
Former.
Right.
And Gus,
good point.
Does make a point of saying, oh, they're former cops, only muddling their their message. But Gus's group actually starts shooting first.
Right.
You know, they've got the sniper up on the roof. Who kills the guy?
We need every human at this point.
Especially these guys who know how to shoot, who know how
right.
to kill.
Right, every human. Now, yes, they may be bigger scum than, I hate to, the ex-cops, may be bigger scum than Gus, hey, bruh, and it's me, Cream, their crew. But what is the point of this? Why, how am I supposed to get engaged?
Right.
I can't get engaged. Call me crazy, maybe because I love my accent so much.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I do like Gus, but he has really done nothing. He got Silver Angel killed.
Mm-hmm.
He helped that Tandoori Palace restaurant family escape back in, I think it was season 2.
But I've been craving
Gus,
Indian food.
Gus, he had this great weight on his shoulder, this character.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the ones who shepherded the master in because I was a criminal.
Good point.
I got my brother and my mother, Sturgoy,
and his friend.
Killed. And his friend. I mean, this guy, Gus, who I want to like,
mm-hmm.
it should be his number one mission to kill these people. And
right.
every time the strain makes me think he's going to join with Satrakian.
Yeah.
Or, hey, Gus, it's me, Sexy Fett. Or... F or any of our heroes, he just disappears and almost for illogical reasons. So now he's here.
And now he's back doing what he's always been doing. I mean,
right.
Yeah. He's
remember
no
the moral quandary he went through about, mm-hmm. I'm going to turn it around, Mom. I'm going to do it for you, Sturgoy, Mom.
Yeah, he was just getting out of prison.
And so I want to like Gus. I want to keep... I want my accent to be better so you stop making fun of it, brah.
No, look, Fett. It's really good.
Listen to me. So... how about this? We always talk about the strain can do action well. And it's not that this is poorly done action,
mm-hmm.
but if I don't have emotional stakes in it, this is one of the reasons why the last week's episode I enjoyed a bit more. I could get into it more. This storyline just honestly didn't work for me. And unless, hey, brah, it's me, Zach 2.0. I don't know how I'm going to connect with this story. Well, I've gone on kind of a mini rant. I apologize. I want to be more positive.
Yeah,
but we will be when we get to the storylines. But what do you think?
Well, this is, you know, this one of my big complaints, you know, about this year is, you know, they got to get the band back together.
And, yeah, man.
You know, so
we like the band.
Yeah. I mean, at this point. Yeah, we like these people. So, Satrakian, we don't know what the hell happened to him. He was captured on an outer bus. We don't know where he is. We know where the Oxido Lumen is. We don't know where Satrakian's magical silver sword is. Fett and his lovely lady seem to only be driving further west.
Yep.
F's in Philly, and he's going to a different part of Pennsylvania. And then we're in New York City a little bit. With Dutch and Zach 2.0 and the Master, and then we're up in Harlem, you know. So
sorry to interrupt you. Keep going, Mark.
No. I mean, I was running out of things to say, so I was hoping you'd interrupt.
Oh, okay. Well, we even joked. You know, here I want to talk about this strain does do action well. We even joke that these guys are hiding behind chain link fences
right.
from gunfire. They're hiding behind a couch.
Yeah.
This is very human of us because we're not that bright. What I love, though, the one positive thing is I love this super weapon that Cream got.
Mm-hmm.
This weapon, they should have used a bunch of these against their Sturgoy, and I like our odds a bit.
Right.
In the battle for, you know, New York City and the battle of all the battles we've had on the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular element, they need to get these guys together. And it feels like, forgive me for saying this, in the 6 remaining episodes, we're going to have to deal with a Cream versus Gus ego battle.
Right. It's going to be
Come on.
It's a little bit of castle intrigue. We don't think they're actually going to do anything. The way that these characters have been behaving, we don't think they're actually going to do anything with their newfound armory other than basically just, you know, keep themselves relatively well-fed, relatively safe,
compared to
the rest of us schmoes out there. So, yeah, that was a little disappointing to see, you know, Gus is not doing, he's not living up to his potential anymore.
He should be.
It's really too bad.
You know what? I feel bad, listeners. I think I mentioned this beautiful, and I mean beautiful, strain for your consideration DVD that we're going to be giving away as a prize. And I didn't explain to you how you could win it. You could do a couple of different things. One, we love iTunes reviews. So go to iTunes, give us a written review. That's one way to get entered into the contest to win this beautiful For Your Consideration DVD. The other way is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/PP Podcast. That's the word double, the single letter P, the word podcast, plural. facebook.com/PP Podcast. Like the page. Also, when you like the page and we post up notices about our Strained podcast being out, give us a note there. Give us feedback there. We want to know if you're feeling the frustration on this, hey, brah, it's me, Gus scene, or if you like Gus. And let me say, I completely understand liking the character. I certainly understand liking the actor who plays Cream, Jamie Hector, who was on the Wire, aforementioned Wire.
Mm-hmm.
So give us any of your feedback. If we're being too tough on it, if we're not being tough enough on it, let us know. Mork, I think it's time, because it's kind of about dinner time now. Let's go to the fanciest, swankest, hardest to get into restaurant in all of New York City.
Tandoori Chicken?
That place closed down, believe it or not. It was so good. Tandoori Palace closed
Tandoori
down.
Tandoori Palace.
But I'm talking about Voler Bene in Midtown Manhattan.
What Voler means to fly?
I think it means to fly, to have something fly from your mouth, like a certain... a tongue worm in duck sauce.
This food is so good, you'll wish you had a strigoi thing so it could shoot into the kitchen and pull it back. I gotcha.
Right. When you say your steak's a little bloody, that's the way the strigoi like it.
This is exactly how it's going.
Now, I haven't been with you to talk about Desai.
Good.
This actor...
Oh, I mean, sorry.
No. Mork, how could you be so mean and cruel?
No, come on.
That seems a little mean and cruel if you ask me.
Never.
So this actor, Cass, C-A-S is his first name, Anvar is his last name, who plays Desai. I was sure he was dead at the end of season 3 in the Zach 2.0's.
Why, just because a nuclear weapon
The SUV he was in rolled over like 20 times. I was so sure he was dead, and I was down this last summer. I was down at WonderCon, a convention in Anaheim, and I'm just walking through the place that's about to close, and there's this small table near the back, and it was, you know, meet celebrities. But I always think it's like celebrities from a long time ago. But here, this actor was there. And he's
in line to meet anyone?
That is a great joke, but it's also mean and cruel.
I'm sorry. I was inspired by Mr. Eichhorn.
So he had about two fans at this point, because it was the end of the day, two fans talking to him. I didn't want to even wait in line, or I didn't have anything to sign, but he's on this great sci-fi show called The Expanse. First season, really kind of tough, but the second season, The Expanse, it becomes great. I leaned in and I said, oh man, I love season 2 of The Expanse. It's so great. It's so great. You're so wonderful on it. Then I remembered, oh wait, you're on The Strain. And I told him, I go, you know, too bad Zach 2.0 killed you in his nuclear blast. This actor, Cass Anvar, his eyes lit up, and he got this big smile, and he goes, oh, man, wait till you see season 4 of The Strain. It's crazy. And I started thinking to myself, you're dead. Why are you getting excited, and how do you even know about what happens on season 4 of The Strain? Because you died.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Well, Bubba, we knew that.
I trusted The Strain to be believable, but Desai is alive.
Look, that guy, I think he... is as well dressed as we've seen Mr. Eichhorst.
Yeah, when he takes his wife
Palmer
out to dinner, man.
I mean, when Desai gets duded up, he's got that cool tie and look
how he
does
the pocket square.
It's not even a pocket square. It's sort of like shaped like a melted heron hall or something.
That's a great call.
It's got like three peaks.
What do you think about Miss Desai?
Frau
Desai. Excuse me. Why is she putting up with this guy?
You see that piece of fish right there?
Ugh, come on.
There's nothing like a good piece
of
fish.
Come on. And then a guy who this show doesn't use well enough, Eichhorst, poor man's Christoph Waltz. This guy, Richard Samuels,
fantastic.
He is great. Every scene he's in is great. Why do they underuse him, Mork?
I don't know.
Why are we having Desai do this stupidness instead of... Maybe Eichhorst is too powerful. You can't have Eichhorst in the heart of the action because we know he has super speed. We know he's too powerful.
But he's not using his super speed. He's not using his power, his strength, anything like that. He's supposed to be figuring out what happened in Philadelphia. And with that F, what in F Philadelphia, what when they poison all those guys, we had that great scene last week where sort of like that haunted house thing. And he swore to the master, I'm going to go take care of this.
But like, first, I got to deal with this other issue.
But first, yeah, we got the.
It sucks to be in middle management.
It's you don't know. Yeah, you don't know where you're going. So it's.
But he shows up. And this dinner scene, which maybe I can't emotionally get invested in, suddenly it's tense. Suddenly it's like, oh, snap. At any moment, this could go bad. They have a real short, maybe more than one, but a real short eye snap, which is always so creepy. So good. They need to get this guy. They need to unleash Eichhorst.
Yeah.
Let him free. But instead, we gotta deal with, I guess, a junior boss level in, you know, the first level of the game boss level. Desai and his world in the birthing labs.
Well, but that's a pretty major job, but we still don't know, as far as we understand, when a human and a Strigoi somehow make non-semi-genitalia involved love,
right?
Because we know what happened to Bolivar. Also at Woodstock for a lot of baby boomers. No, but so we don't know what. So Strabone, who is the product of that kind of match, is very anti the master.
Right.
And so they seem to be making more of those.
I guess I could take it that way. There's still a bit of me that thinks the Strigoi love human blood. Mm-hmm. We need human blood. So we're just going to make babies that can make blood. I don't even understand why, at the end, I'll jump to the end for a second, why, if they've got this factory, why are they killing people to get all the blood?
Yeah,
why not leave people alive?
At a time.
Right, leave people alive. They can, you can take, you know, a lot of blood from once a month. You know,
yeah,
like, let's
for their
do
whole
this.
Life. Yeah,
right.
I don't get
wasteful Strigoi.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
What do you think of my new favorite character, Miranda, and her ethical dilemma of, do I play along because I'm trying to escape this place, but by playing along, does that make me no better than evil human human sympathizers like Desai?
Well, I believe you can really see the moral dilemma she has because she stopped dyeing her hair. this is one thing.
She doesn't have to impress F or Fed. I'm going to be me. I won't have to impress a man ever again.
That is true. So, I don't understand why she ever started dyeing her hair, but she, or maybe she started. I don't know. But her hair is different, and it's thrown me off a little bit, Bubba. I'm not going to lie.
Miranda, but, we still haven't seen Dutch yet.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Miranda is undercover as Dutch.
Miranda is Dutch 2.0.
Miranda's ethical dilemma comes up later in the episode when she goes and sees what she thought was a friendly human face there, pregnant Marta, who's watching the Bob Newhart show from the 70s on TV.
That's one thing the partnership gets right.
But Marta is like, screw you. You are no better than
Desai.
You're
in bed with him.
And that hurts her feelings. But in some ways, they're exactly right. This isn't Dutch planning to save all these people. This is Dutch trying to just get the F out of D.
Right, and it is interesting. I mean, just like Gus was almost single-handedly responsible for all of this, so was Dutch.
Right, yeah.
Dutch took money to basically shut down all cell phones.
Right, any communication that could say, hey, we've got a big problem here.
Right. Dutch.
She wasn't the only one. There was the Good Health and Human Services peeps.
Yeah.
But she should bear a huge responsibility. But right now, she's just looking out for number one.
Yeah.
And that one being herself.
Herself, who likes to distract people by talking about, kitchens.
Right.
And
What's your mom's name? Oh, that sounds stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, she didn't do it like that, but still, all of these people, F is the only one in this episode willing to, cop to how much he's to blame.
Right.
Dutch should have the death of humanity in some ways on her shoulders. But right now she can't think about that.
Or at least prepaid cell phones.
Right. And let me say that when you escape Alcatraz, when you escape any prison, I was talking last week about how the Strain should be doing more capers.
Because
that's what it's good at. And this is a bit of a caper itself, I guess, but it really wasn't. It was more like okay, I can't take it anymore. You're not letting the mom see your baby. But Dutch should have thought this out. If they don't want us to mock the characters for not being smart.
And she is smart. She's a computer hacker.
She had no plan.
Well, that is true. And she didn't have much of a plan, but we did see a little bit of a caper with when they took the ex-cops, little
hideout. That's true. That was a bit of a caper. So that's true.
But unfortunately, it was to accomplish something that we're kind of ambivalent about. You know?
So
we don't want them killing other people unless they really, really have to.
So Mork, as this poor woman was being C-sectioned to get to this baby, mm-hmm. Oh my God, is this terrible. Out loud you said, this thing better be terrible. This thing better be creepy. And you're right. It better be. Should have been. It was still a very, as tough as I've been on this section, it's still a very effective scene. Mm-hmm. A childbirth scene is effective. The drama of it, you don't know what this baby's going to look like.
I was thinking there would be a little bit more of, I mean, if there was any, you know, if there's any scene that should, you know, pay a little bit of homage to Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking we'd get a little bit of that. And
I was thinking of, if anybody has gone online and seen that old miniseries from the 80s, V, which was about...
Oh, yeah, good call.
There was a...
First series was great.
Right, and I think that one ends with a baby hybrid alien human baby being born, and the baby gets born, and then it sticks out like an alien tongue. Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God, that's what I was expecting. So this scene, it didn't give us the total gut punch, but I think it's still very strong, very effective. Dutch snaps, and so I can't beat her up, I guess, too much for not having a plan.
Right.
When this was a spur-of-the-moment thing, but she'd been thinking about stealing one of these key cards. She gets out. She runs up some stairs, so she was smart enough to know, hey, we're down in the basement. But then she gets to the factory. This is a factory they have been teasing for quite a long time.
Yeah, finally the factory.
And I saw it, and I was actually kind of like happy. The show hadn't forgotten about this.
Well, I mean, compared to the people who are chained up there, yes, you were definitely happy. But yeah, I mean, but this does bring out the question of, okay, don't the Strigoi know that people can regenerate blood?
Apparently not.
And people are getting smushed and sucked.
Yeah, they're killed, they're treated like cattle, they're shaved of hair. And so,
but the baby is there. And
that is a great point.
And so
that is creepy.
And the baby is not being eaten by any of the Strigoi. I love how these Strigoi, these are sort of like the lab Strigoi, they have coats.
Right.
Strigoi don't want to get any blood on them.
Not really have any kind of personality, anything? Why does the master care if they're clean, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're going to drink that blood, so,
I guess, okay, that's fair. Sanitary, you know, you are what you eat. Is there a little bit of, I mean, is the factory there in order to serve these somehow, you know, this baby, right? I mean, maybe
that's
there's...
That's a great call. You know, great, terrifying call. The show, we do want it to scare us. We do want it to gross us out. We do want to get those thrills that when the show allows itself to go pulpy,
mm-hmm.
it's at its best. And so this hint at the end was the best part of this storyline. Really positive on it. Really strong on it. 6 episodes. Let's do some hypothesizing. We don't do it too much. Is Dutch have enough time to be inseminated and then give birth to her own daughter and be faced with the dilemma that this woman was?
I mean, Dutch is, like, she's a modern woman, but she's also a lady. So I think it usually takes about 2 or 3 dates. Depends on where she's invited.
I know where Desai's going to take her on that date.
There's really only one
restaurant, yeah.
I think from that standpoint, and maybe that's when we'll get, you know, some great Rosemary's Baby stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but maybe Dutch should have been pregnant this whole time. Instead of having her friend go through this, mm-hmm. let's put Dutch in that situation.
Well, I wonder if it's not coming. I think that's...
Well, you know, what Dutch... You remember what Dutch went through in, I think it was season 2, where she was chained up in Ichor's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Oh, yeah. How could I forget Dutch chained up?
Well, put her back in a in that kind of really creepy predicament. Not just she might get she might get bitten. I think she's probably I'm going to say she will not make it to the end of the year.
I will go the opposite way, but okay. I have no reason other than
they're giving a the fifth strain, season just for Dutch.
The strain at end of season one. The strain killed Nora's mother. At the end of season two, mm-hmm. they killed Nora's mother's daughter, Nora.
Correct.
At the end of season three, they killed the mother formerly known as Lovely Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
If they end the season with yet another woman's death,
well,
come on, some woman needs to live. Dutch is the only one who's been around since season one.
Nora's mom, Nora.
Right.
Nora's mom's daughter, Nora.
Right.
And Lovely Kelly.
Right.
Are definitely not the only women to die on this show. I mean,
no, but they're the regular characters. Hold on, name another female regular character who survived to this point. There aren't any.
What about the girl that passive aggressive slept with in Washington D.C. and then she got shot? What about her?
She made out the best.
That is,
you Bubba? Sleep with passive aggressive, you're like, I'm ready.
Yeah,
take me now.
Take me now.
So I'm going to say that.
That's
somebody's going to live, so I'm going to give Dutch in our new friend Alex, and I'm a big Alex fan. I'm going to say that maybe Alex is our female death at the end of season four. This isn't fair to women. And like I said, why can't a woman be the master? Why couldn't the mother formerly known as Lovely Kelly?
Fair. The fact that there's about 600 women in this baby factory, that's okay. But if Dutch goes at the end, you got a problem with that?
Yeah. That's
okay. Fair enough. So,
all right. I want to take you to one of my favorite cities, Mork.
Okay.
It's
what's that?
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly deaths.
Oh,
R.I.P. Jason.
Hey, too soon. Too soon.
Yes, it was about an hour ago that Jason got it.
Well, I just meant too soon that we learned your name, Jason.
Jason. All right. So I'm a big fan of Alex. She's a very lovely actress playing Alex.
Yep.
And she's a fighter. She's somebody who hasn't, because we just met her, she hasn't had the weight of all these disappointing seasons kind of pile up on her. Mm-hmm. You know, here we were talking about Dutch. Look at all the terrible decisions you made. Hey, brah, here are the terrible decisions you made. Where Alex is a new character. She's the one fighting. She's the one awakening F's fighting spirit.
Also killing people, though, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to... Got to do what you got to do.
Apparently.
Or you try to do good and you break a few eggs along the way to make a dead Strigoi omelet.
Yes, that you throw in the trash.
So they're hiding out at a high school. We have lovely Nadia watching. Everybody's watching because these Strigoi, they're going to be back. One of the most terrifying ideas that Jason says to F is Jason says the Strigoi are turning more and more people to Strigoi because mm-hmm. they want to find out where this group that poisoned all their Strigoi are.
Right, that's great.
That is a horrifying idea.
Mm-hmm.
Love it as an idea. Love it if our boy Eichhorst were leading that mission. But
sure.
We just get told about it. We don't get to see it. Jason, in one of his final words, are, hey, let's go do this. We got to fight. Why are we going to sit here and twiddle our thumbs while you try to decipher and figure out what this thing means, the mm-hmm. Akado Lumen?
Clearly.
Oh, wait, no. He means the plans they found last week.
Right. Clearly Jason has not been watching The Strain.
No, he hasn't, or he would know, yes, we are just going to twiddle our thumbs as we try to figure out what this thing means.
Yeah.
F is obsessed with whatever the Master's latest new plan is.
Sure, yeah. They found when they were in that conference room that was attached to that haunted house, they found all, they found maps, they found numbers that didn't really make sense. You know, we sort of made the assumption that those were people, and F is coming to that conclusion too. So he's, as he's ruminating and as Alex is literally breaking some eggs to make an omelet, a couple of buses show up. And
an informer. The buses get out, and there's a human being there who's pointing the Strigoi. Yeah, they're in that school. And this is two busloads of Strigois. So let's sing it.
Schools in for nuclear winter.
All right, you sing yours. You sing yours. I like schools in for Sturgoy.
I like that one too.
Oh, okay. We love Sturgoy in school.
Yeah, that's all we need.
We love it. Love
they
it.
They look
love
great. This is not Grease, people.
No, but this is what the show does good. This is tense. This is impossible odds. This is man fighting as best he can.
This I'll point out. This scene, they escape. Now, something, you know, we'll talk about it in a second. Something very big happens to Alex and also Jason. But it is impossible the way that they escape.
It made no sense how they escape.
They're stuck in the middle and then cut to, they just walk outside. Now, right. We'll get there in a second. So they are in the hallway. They are trapped. It kind of reminds me of my high school when we ran out of tater tots. People just went crazy. Those tater tots were so delicious. Oh, man, I still miss them.
I would ask what high school that is, but I don't care.
Fair enough.
What I care about is that these two characters
we've just kind of met
here in season four, they have to face the dilemma that our heroes have always faced. And this is where the power should come from. Because we've just met them, it's a little bit kind of too early to feel the true power of seeing a sister kill her brother.
Right.
But Alex can't do it. She's faced with so many things that so many people can't do. F, as a true hero, kills her brother.
Shoots him in the face.
I wonder this. Is there any reason, and I assume Jason had his own gun, any reason why Jason couldn't just take care of himself?
Yeah, I would like to. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. And also, like, it must really stink if you kind
of. You
get
mean
into
the smell of all these dead Sturgoys and humans?
No, not that. Not that. Oh, they've gotten used to that. Most of these people haven't bathed in months. But no, like, you get into a little. Like, imagine. So sometimes, you know, you and I, we go back and forth a little bit on these podcasts. And so imagine, like, you and I are going back and forth, and I make, like, a really good point.
Yep.
And you just, for once, you have no comeback. And then.
Love it.
Like, half an hour later, or not even half an hour later, 3 minutes later. I shoot you. That would suck. That would, like, if you got shot.
Dramatic irony.
If you were shot by the person who you just had, like, this losing argument to, right. If I was Jason, I'd be like, hey, just anyone else other than F. Like, just anyone else. Please.
Everybody else was dead.
Or I'd shoot myself, yeah.
So, for some reason, the show just allows F and Alex to totally escape.
Yeah.
And they end up in this great location, and they have a great jump scare, as they're known. Where F, and it just turns out to be a mannequin. There are all these mannequins in there. And I was just waiting for one of them to be a Sturgoy. That's what we needed.
We needed one of them in there. It was a great, and kudos, let's give credit where credit's due. The haunted house scene, the scary, you mm-hmm. know, that was great last week. This is really cool. They don't play it out. It's not as much of a set piece.
Right.
It's sort of coming at the end of a big, you know, fight scene. But this is a great kind of spooky setting. When they want to do it, they do it really well. And I wish there's no reason to not do more of this. I mean,
I agree.
There's so many creepy at this point. There's so many creepy abandoned buildings where
like every place is dark. Nobody has a UV light anymore for reasons we can't get into.
Or understand.
All right. In this awesome. Haunted dressmaking or clothing facility.
I think it was actually a department store.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Alex finally breaks down. She didn't have time to mourn Jason back at the school. She gets to mourn him here. And she gets to F's favorite liquid beverage.
Which milk?
We named for everybody knows this, but we named our podcast after the phrase that was uttered so many times in the very first episode of The Strain.
Mainly by Jim.
By R.I.P. Jim. And the show seems to have forgotten about.
Seems to.
Right.
He never had milk again.
Right. Well, no, they kind of did, actually, in that first season. But they really haven't gone back to it. F is on the wagon again.
Yeah.
And F, this scene, I'm not 100%. It didn't go to 10 for me. But F being offered the liquor, F being strong, saying no to this delicious whiskey, and then telling his what is, quite honestly, an unbelievable story about, hey, you know that nuclear bomb that went off? Yeah, my son did that. You know, it worked for me.
Yeah, I'm sort of, you know, I don't know. I dabble in psychology, as you know, but I'm not a psychologist.
No?
No, I really am not. And I've heard about this Maslow's hierarchy of needs thing. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
And this doesn't really fit into that, but, you know, at this point, we've had nuclear war.
We have.
We've had probably, let's see, there's 7 billion people on our planet.
Yeah.
At least 5 billion have died from everything that's gone on.
Yeah, probably.
So I think at that point, like, whether or not F stays sober, has a drink, it doesn't have as much stakes for me anymore,
no,
is what I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, he's...
But I think this is a good moment for him, good moment for the actor, Corey Stahl.
Sure.
And so...
Well, he is a great actor. We don't say that enough, but he really is a great
actor. That's a good
point.
That's a good point.
He is a great actor.
Well, he just doesn't... He has to play...
Passive-aggressive.
He has to play passive-aggressive. If anybody watched the infamous show Lost, Lost had that one kind of the strong male lead in Jack, and a lot of times Jack was kind of one of the worst characters because he's the leader and you have to have your character struggle and have failures. A lot of the lead character takes those on the chin, and so F has had those, and that's one of the reasons we love to mock F.
Right.
Is on this show he's made so many terrible decisions, and this character should
like
be
creating
haunted.
Zach 2.0.
Oh my god, let's get to it. So on most days I wish he was
still here.
Still here.
Some days, actually. Some
days. Some days, right. Yeah. What days are those? They're definitely not. F, what days do you wish Zach was here? The ones that don't end in Y.
Some of them. Yeah. Some of them. Sometimes.
I mean, leap year day.
Father's Day. You know? I hope he's alive so I get a present. Yeah. No. I mean, this is.
Oh, my gosh. F.
It's a story, and it's. The impact of it is it's muted a little bit because, you know, we've seen this all happen. We know it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, if somehow, you know, if, you know, F knew that Zach 2.0, that someone was going to put a hit out on Zach 2.0, and then they found out that, F was his dad or something. So if that speech would put him in, like, real imminent physical danger, I think it would be, you know, a little better. And maybe we'll still get that.
Let me throw out a crazy prediction for these final six episodes.
All right.
This show, I always talk about the bravery of this show to make a child, a tween character. He's not a tween. He's a young teen character. Yeah. Be so evil and so hated. Could the show end with F killing the master and Zach 2.0? And himself, like F goes out in an ultimate sacrifice and kills all of them? Because that would redeem F in my mind, is if he killed Zach 2.0 and the Master. Because F has screwed up his chances to kill the Master, and as far as I know, he hasn't yet tried to kill Zach 2.0.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't know what happened when Kelly gave him the good news about 12 years ago. But, yeah, I mean...
This is it. I'm having a flash.
Okay.
F, we always know. What did he try to do? He always tried to come up with a scientific way to kill this Sturgoy. Hey, let's get him with UV lights. Hey, let's introduce this virus to him. You know,
now we got the poison.
Right. But what if F's new plan is, I'm going to put some stuff in Zach 2.0's inhaler.
That could be.
Then when Zach gets in a pouty phase and turns down the white.
Right. Oh.
Zach 0.0.
Zach 0.0.
Zach no point oh.
Poor Zach. Who we didn't actually get to see at all.
Why do you think I went up to an 8? There's no.
Hey.
I actually did like a bit of Zach scenes last week. I know I like him because I think the show wants me to hate him, and I think the show has succeeded. So
yeah,
that's what I'll say. So this storyline in Philadelphia ends with Zach. Excuse me, Zach. I got Zach on the brain. F and Alex discovering a pamphlet for yet another partnership type scam.
Right.
So this was not a
This could be the downfall of the partnership. The amount of money they're spending at Kinko's.
Right, at Branting.
It's through the roof. It's all that called, toner.
Yeah, they find
New
out,
Horizons.
Yeah, the namesake of the episode, New Horizons, the farm, if you will.
Yeah.
They find out I've got Zach on the brain. They find out the human beings are being taken there. Obviously, that's got to be a human farm, right? You're growing humans. You're getting blood for the master's new world order.
Right, but I don't know what we need a human farm for. We've got this factory. I mean, this is. I'd like a little bit more clarity here. We knew all along that Eldritch Palmer, who was extremely powerful, extremely wealthy. We knew that he wanted to do a deal with the master, and he got to become the master.
Right, great deal.
We don't know exactly why he wanted to do it, and now, because he had everything.
Right, but he also hated God for leaving him in that state where he had to be in a wheelchair. He always had to be feeble. And so I want to know, did we ever learn why the master, the master, if he controls everybody's mind, it's like he can't have any friends. Why does the master hate friends? And I specifically mean Joey and Chandler.
Probably because of that duck. No, I mean, so we didn't know why this guy who had it all, and yes, he was sick, but
he was.
To do what he did just to remain healthy is he needed something more than just staying alive, number one. Number two, we don't know what the plan is now at all.
Oh, my God. So, when I was going through my women who died on the strain at the end of the season, I left off Delicious
don't
Coco.
Don't even say Coco.
I left off Coco.
Coco has suffered enough.
Oh, my God.
Leave her off of this podcast. She has suffered enough.
If a Strigoi doesn't come up dressed as Coco in these final six episodes, epic fail, the strain.
Yeah. We would definitely love it. Any way we can see Coco again, we will take it. But
anything you need to see in these final six episodes to redeem any of these characters more? Here I am, got Zach 2.0 on the brains. Anything you got on the brain that you want to see in these final six?
Well, I really do need to see. Well, one, what's happening with Satrakian, but two, I want Satrakian to kill Eichhorst.
That'd be good.
With the sword.
Would be good.
We've been waiting on that for about 60 years. So I'd like to see that. And I'd like to see, I just want to see the gang back together.
That is honestly the biggest thing. I think you're right on that. Yeah. I'll take mine away and say, we got to get this gang back together. We like them. Next week, believe it or not, we'll be at the halfway point of the final season.
Holy cow.
Of FX's The Strain, entitled The Belly of the Beast. Fett and Quinlan track a convoy carrying their prized nuclear weapon.
Oh.
F and Alex search for clues to uncover the master's plan for the fate of the human race. And.
Oh, that'd be good.
A familiar enemy traps Dutch, who encounters an old friend
as well.
Is the red truck the old friend, or is it, it's Satrakian?
No, I think it'll be.
The old friend. He's old, and he's a friend.
Oh, sure. No, no, no.
How about the familiar enemy? Yeah, you think it's Eichhorst, or?
I mean, it's got to be Eichhorst.
What if it's Act 2.0?
Yeah, it's true.
He's like, hey, we did a tour of the museum. Now let me take my girlfriend, Abby, on a tour of the factory. Yeah. Hey, Dutch, what are you doing here?
Hey, Dutch, we're having a little trouble with the Wi-Fi at the top of the Chrysler building. Would you mind helping us out? Thank you so much.
My name is Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And Mork is at Extraordinary. That's Extraordinary with a W in front of the final R.
And you can catch us next week on
Got Your Milk. I don't actually think he ever had milk again. I mean, we have to go back and check. Milk check us, people. Milk check us.